fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey, good evening, folks. What's going on? Madhouse Radio is back another time. Once again, we are back here, everybody. Madhouse Live, Madhouse Radio, Carlito's Madhouse, The Madhouse, Just Madhouse, some people say. I don't know. Whatever it is you call it, that is what we are here doing. Tonight, we'll be making prank calls. We'll be having a good time. We'll be having fun. We'll be taking your calls, your requests. We might play a little music. Might talk about some current events, you know, usually. We'll have some guest callers in tonight, I'm sure, as we always do. A lot of prank calls, a lot of fun. So be sure to visit us here tonight. If you want to message me, you
solving
can.
Solving your problems.
Solving your problems, tackling the important issues here. The problem solvers. Problem solvers here at MadhouseLive.com. Tuck is the leader of the problem solvers, the Madhouse problem solvers. Doesn't every,
I got a Rubik's Cube right here.
Every local news station has, like, the problem solvers or the something masters, the solution masters, or some of the solution masters. That's us, the Madhouse Radio Solution Masters, right here at everybody. MadhouseLive.com. The solution masters. All right, so... good work. Good work, everybody who's here tonight. I'd like to thank Tuck. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Of course, we have Baz is in the house. Big Baz. What's up, Big Baz?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
We're pretty good, man. Thanks. And also, we have... Brandon Vegas checking in as well from the state of Nevada.
Hello, hello, hello.
Brandon Vegas, Nevada. Checking in, everybody. Sin City in the house. And there it is. If you want to reach us here tonight, if you're using Yahoo or AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is the screen name, the message. Again, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger messengers. Use the Madhouse Radio screen name to send in your comments, requests, and things like that. And if you're using MSN Messenger for some reason, you can message me at madhouse@live.com. Of course, the toll-free line will be open all night tonight. That line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, toll-free tonight, 1-888-278-8509. We'll be repeating that number several times throughout tonight's programming. So don't worry if you just missed it, or just look at the screen that you're looking at, you'll probably see it. Yeah. And, of course, MadhouseLive.com is the website. We are on Syndicate Radio, as always, syndicateradio.tv. It's up to you guys over there, I trust, and I hope that I'm coming through just fine. Let me take a look at that. I see quite a few bit of people here hanging out tonight. I gotta do a better job of promoting the show for Syndicate, because I kind of slack ass with that. But we got a lot of people hanging out in the chat room tonight. Over at Syndicate, of course, our Justin...
Syndicate.tv, how's that? Does that work?
Syndicateradio.tv is the website, and just please go there. That's all you gotta know. If you do go to the Madhouse website, keep in mind we've made
a... Syndicate Radio.tv, I was saying it wrong. It was bad of me.
Oh, that's okay. It's okay, Tuck. Oh, yeah, Milkman. That reminds me, your little gaffe right there. Milkman will be joining us at the last half of the hour around midnight. And Milkman will be joining us via Coconut Satellite Line. We look forward to that, of course. Milkman, is his schedule is conflicting with his appearances on the show, but he does remain the number two guy here in Madhouse-dom. And, of course, we always are excited to talk to him. We have several news stories to talk about here tonight. We've got they've been coming in. I tell you what, we've got a few prank call requests that have been sent in here earlier today, as well as over the weekend that we didn't get to. Lonesome Loser is hanging out in the chat room, and he's sending in numbers as well. Thank you, Lonesome Loser,
the hardest working man in all of prank call radio.
That's what Milkman would say if he was here. That poor fucker. At the work at nights, man, that would suck. And he's in California. It's like bad, bad air there or something. I don't know. There's a lot of methane in that air or something, you know? That's what I heard. Something like that. There's asbestos in the air in California. Southern California. Anybody who's out there in California can vouch for that. They got asbestos in the air. That's why I stay here as far away as I can. And beautiful and safe.
Nasty shit here too.
Florida. Yeah, you guys are in the desert.
Make sure it doesn't drip north.
Yeah. I'm in Vegas. Brandon, Vegas. You're in the desert, dude. What do you expect? It's like an artificial oasis. You're playing with nature. That's like living in an underwater city. You know, any minute that shit could cave in. You're screwed. You're not meant to live in there. It's like flying. You're not meant to fly. You know? If you're in a plane and you crash, you know, your mom told you shouldn't fly. Because you're not meant to fly. No, I'm kidding, folks. I'm enjoying myself tonight. I've had a busy week. You know? Letting the numbers pick up here a little bit. News articles to talk about. Let's go here real quickly to one. Have you guys heard? And this is off topic here, but I was one of my guilty pleasures when I'm at work and there's nothing much going on at work. Every once in a while at work, the workload gets a little slow and I get some downtime. And one of my guilty pleasures is I'll go to Wikipedia and I put in a random term. Or a random thought or a random event or something like that. And I just go from there and I branch off and I keep, opening tabs with articles within articles within articles within articles. Anyway, so somehow today I got in the subject of counterfeit money. And there are these things called super dollars. Have you heard of super dollars at all, Brandon, Baz, or Tuck?
No, super dollars.
Oh, man, it's crazy. There's these... Like
there, spend all that more.
There are near perfect counterfeit $100 bills. Apparently, they are basically. It would take an expert.
Oh, I got you.
An expert would have to look at it for a very long time and catch a chance of figuring out that it's actually fake. Like they use all the all the procedures. So, and they've been in circulation apparently since like 2003. This started. And it's like this big thing that's being covered up. And there's some people that think it's the CIA that's doing it on purpose. What they're doing is they're printing this money that's near perfect in order to pay for other covert operations and stuff like that. And it's getting circulated around because they're spending it. It eventually gets into the system. But what people within the CIA and in the Bush administration are saying is that it's North Korea. Is like their biggest thing. They say that North Korea is making these fake super dollars.
I got blame the country, huh?
Yeah, or they also blame it on a combination of Russian and Vietnamese gangs, or I think Russian and Chinese gangs or something like that. So there's like these three things. Like I don't know, it's a gang, so like the Russian mafia and some Chinese gang, or it's North Korea, or it's the CIA themselves that are printing this near perfect $100 bills. I was like, wow, that's crazy. I didn't even know I think they said like it's one in maybe 450,000 $100 bills is actually like one of those super dollars. It's really, really weird. And they're saying that could have effects on the economy if it starts becoming a more pronounced problem.
The dollar is now, the value of the dollar is not going to shrink and shrunk, sorry.
Right.
From how it has been, that there would be super euro is coming up here saying that was true.
Dude,
if I was the Russians and the Koreans and all that was.
Is the euro counterfeited at all?
The gangs and all that.
I never hear about the euro being counterfeit, ever. I've never heard a story or anything about the euro being counterfeited or something.
Sure, of course not. Well, not yet, but
it makes sense. Wouldn't it make sense?
The value of the dollar. It isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, it would make sense to counterfeit the euro because the euro is a strong. Well, I guess maybe the euro
is a new
thing.
I
think the euro is very hard to counterfeit. I've never actually seen a euro, but I've seen like pictures of them. Like detailed pictures of them online.
So was a dollar bill.
No, the dollar bill's never been. No,
the dollar bill was such a hard
been green.
But they remember that, and they're talking about super.
Until recently, the dollar has been green, just straight up green and just a portrait. Now they're adding a little bit of peach and purple and acting like, oh, look at us. We're going to follow those guys. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, right. But I saw fake money all the time.
That's what Euro has been counterfeited.
Has it really? All right, well. What's your source? Is it Wikipedia?
Yeah, if you Google counterfeit.
Of course. Every currency gets counterfeited.
Interpol.com.
All the means you need counterfeit money for.
The Interpol.
Money
okay.
for whatever. Yeah, everyone tries it.
Yeah, true, Tuck. Okay. Well, hey, gold star for you. Thank you very much, sir. You're on the board already. Congratulations. That's counterfeit money. If anybody was...
I wasn't trying to be a small ass or
yeah.
Hey, did you ever see the movie Live and Die in L.A.?
To Live and Die in L.A.? No, I haven't seen that movie. What's that about? Is it a gang movie?
It's an awesome movie about counterfeiters.
Okay.
Willem Dafoe plays this counterfeiter and the Secret Service are after him.
Okay. Alright, I'll have to check that out.
Good flick, check it out.
Willem Dafoe's pretty cool. I saw a counterfeit Chinese movie. Who was counterfeiting some Chinese? Was it Chow Yun-Fat in the movie or something? One of those dudes. Or Jet Li. His uncle got killed for counterfeiting money or something. Or he was making the plates or something weird. Which one was that one? I don't know. Was that Romeo Must Die?
Yeah, it's Jet Li movie. That stuff, yeah.
I don't know. They all seem the same. I
know what you're talking about. I don't know the name.
He's like, uncle, oh, and they're like, I want to kill you, motherfucker, and your mama if you don't make these plates for fake Chinese money. Something weird like that. I don't know. I don't know which one it was. Whoever gets it right gets five Madhouse dollars. I wanted to bring up this fact here. Here in the state of Florida, we got a problem. Every single cause, every single sports team, event, charity out there in the state of Florida has, like, their own freaking license plate, vanity style license plate. Like, I can go to get my new license plates. I can pick any of the colleges or the universities, even community colleges. They all have their own license plate. You can pick any of the pro teams in Florida, all the NFL teams, the Jaguars out of Jacksonville, the Bucks out of Tampa Bay, the Dolphins in Miami, all the baseball teams, well, the two baseball teams, the Marlins, the Devil Rays, the other, the Magic. I'm a Magic fan. Who got their asses kicked tonight? Which is very, very stupid. They're now ahead 2-1 in the opening round. They lost by I think 16 or 17 tonight. This is a team. The goddamn Magic team had their best road record in franchise history this year. They played better on the road than they did at home. And they got their asses handed to them on the road. I don't understand it. They lost by, I think it was like 17 points or something. They completely collapsed today. You know? And they lost to Toronto. Lost to the Raptors. What the hell? Anyway, so there's a whole plethora of these little special plates, right? So here's a new one that's coming out. Now I'm pissed off. This one is called, it's a Christian license plate, apparently. And if you look at the picture of it, it's like a blue sunrise sky. And it's got a cross, and in the background of a cross is like the stained glass church window, like in the back of the gold crucifix, and it says "I believe," and it's like it's going to be the Christian license plate. They already have a pro-life one here, like an anti-abortion.
The fish for the next decade.
Yeah, pretty soon they'll have the Jesus fish, you know. Then they'll have the Darwin one. I mean, they have like the Save the Whales. They have the Save the Dolphins. They have Save the Panther. They have Save the Mosquito. What else is next? You know, they've got like a Jew. Now next, what happens when they want to make a Muslim one? And then you can't put the Christian. No, it's the same thing. Why couldn't you do that? That's not fair. If you make a Christian one, you got to make a Jewish one, and you got to make a Muslim one, and a Satanist one, and an atheist plate. What about?
Yeah, of course.
What about one to have the atheist plate?
You just open the door.
Enough is enough. You know, this started when the space.
Yeah, just tell. There's gonna be one.
When the Space Shuttle Challenger.
There's gonna be those.
The Space Shuttle Challenger blew up, and they wanted to make this fun for the kids of the astronauts that died. This is in 85, 86. I was there. My school, my elementary class, first grade, Mrs. Adney's class, we all took a school bus trip from Orlando. We took it to the Cape Kennedy. It's about an hour drive. and we're going to see the first teacher launch from space. And, you know, we're on the side of the road. They have these huge parking areas for school buses and RVs to watch the launch right from the Cape. You have to be back like a few miles, but it's like you're right there. You feel it, you know, and you see the space shuttle go up.
Oh, man.
And, we're all there. We're watching, like, yeah, the space shuttle's going up. And then all of a sudden,
it
turns into, like, a big ball, and then these two rockets are going everywhere, and then they explode. And we're all like, what's going on? You know, like, we didn't know. And then they were pretty much, all right, kids. Yeah, like, we stood there for 5 minutes and said, all right, kids, go ahead. We're going back on the bus. We're going back to school. And we're like, what happened? And then on the way home, we listened on the way to the radio, to the news of what had happened. And I remember there were some kids that were affected. Right. And this and that. Anyway, so...
That's crazy. You saw that.
When that happened, they made the license plate, the Challenger license plate. That was the first special license plate for a fund. Everybody was like, okay, good. Now I think they're over 100. Yes, as a matter of fact, Florida drivers can order more than 100 specialty license plates. You know what? It's getting out of hand. You know, I mean, I swear to God, there's like one, the cops have their own, the Girl Scouts have one. I'm not kidding, the Boy Scouts have their own. Enough is enough, man. Just straight up plain Florida license plate. That's it. That, you know, enough is enough. I see them everywhere, you know. They got Save the Turtles and...
Is that just in Florida?
I don't know. Where else? I don't think
Mustang is.
I don't know if they do, but it's just getting out of hand. That's enough of that. So stop that, state of Florida. You have my orders. Save the Christians, Hollywood says. Hollywood might be calling in pretty soon here. Yeah, and Eep Op says that vet plates... Okay, I'll tell you what. We can keep the Marines have their own plate, the Army, the Air Force, Coast Guard, they can keep theirs. And they have a blue ribbon, they have the Purple Heart one. You get the blue ribbon. You got the Purple Heart one. I'll let you keep the Purple Heart and the disabled vet, what is it, DMV or DWV or whatever that is.
See, now you're giving favors.
Well, that's the military.
Now you're handing out favors.
And give one of the firefighters.
First thing, if I came on now. Oh, maybe.
No, but
this is
out of hand. I could go and get a Miami Heat license plate. It's a corporation. It's a money making place. What's next? They're gonna put Walmart's gonna have their own Walmart Florida. Walmart loves Florida license plate for the Save the Walmart Fund or some shit.
Let me guess. Prisoners making. These manufacturers,
they probably outsource it to China, man. I wonder where the damn license plates come from. They don't make those things, and that's a wives' tale. They don't make license plates there. They're all telemarketers in prison. I saw that TV show Oz. I know how it works. Anyway, we got a caller in the line, I think.
Yeah, they're telemarketers now. That is true.
Like, you call for a psychic reading, it's like. What is your name is? How big are your breasts is? You know? That's what you end up getting now. You call for a psychic reading.
What if you're an Aquarius on Leo's side?
Well, I guess it's lucky for you that it's just not out of the country. That would suck. We've got a listener in Norwegian. Okay, if someone says they're Norwegian, where are they from? Norwegia? Or Denmark? Norway, right? Yeah, I knew that.
Norwegia.
Norwegia. Norwegia in the house, in the mouth.
98.6.
The mouth.
Norway. Yeah.
True. All right, so continuing on here, we have some prank calls that we need to do. We'll get to some more articles later, man. People get restless after a while. Like, Nunu in a second, he's going to be like, blah, 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 do prank calls. He's all nuts. Okay, we got Bud's Grocery. This is coming in from Lonesome Loser.
Maybe there will be new pranks with the cats.
Yeah, and he'll get kicked out. He's not anywhere to be seen anyway. Bud's Grocery. This is a redneck girl who answered.
I'll be here in a second.
Yeah. Tell her I'm looking for Brandy because she owes you some money. Oh, wow. Man, we got an unknown call.
Hello, present yourself, please. Jonathan, hey man, you're finally calling in first for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Woo, yeah! How you been, bro?
Pretty good, just taking it easy.
Take it easy. You know that song is like, take it easy, take it easy.
Yeah, I know that one.
Take it easy, take it easy, Take it easy. You know that one?
Yeah, I know that one. That one's been around a long time.
Badass. Hey, man, how fast do you take those buses? Like, how fast have you ever taken it?
Well, when I like to go real fast on the buses. The bus is set to some speed limit.
It's set to the speed limit?
How
fast are those school buses?
Wait a minute.
I'm asking a ticket down.
How's that possible? Hang on, Tuck. How's that possible now? It won't go past like 65 or something like that?
Yeah, if it goes past 65, the bus automatically shuts off.
It shuts off? Well, that's not good to have a shut off going to 65 miles per hour, man. I can't.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be fucked up. What if you're trying to get away from like Godzilla or something? You're screwed. That's not safe, you know. You know, you're driving around people on the bus. You need to be able to escape from Godzilla attacks. You never know when there could be a Godzilla attack. Dude, that's crazy. And what, you know, you see that movie Speed, too. What if that happened to you? That could happen to you, man.
Yeah.
Next, you could be driving your bus, and next thing you know, some Keanu Reeves guy is going to crash through the window while it's moving. So, and it's going to be like, I am Johnny Utah. I am an FBI agent. You remember that movie? That movie's crazy, Speed. Remember that? He's like, I am an FBI agent. Keanu Reeves. He's so unbelievable, even as that Neo fuck. Jesus, God. Oh, man. Jonathan. All right, man. So, hey, do you have a special license plate, or do you just have, like, a regular Georgia license plate?
Jesus, God.
I'm not from Georgia. It's just a regular license plate.
Okay. All right. Yeah. See, whenever I see someone with a New York license plate here in Florida, I like to tailgate them. Just for the hell of it. Because I'm like, man, fuck you. This is the South. Get out of here, Yankee. You know? Damn, Yankee. You know what I do. You're in the deep South, Jonathan. So you have a special hatred for the Yanks. I know you do.
Yeah. I'm about 6 or 7 hours away from you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad. We need to come and hang out. I found this great ice cream place that has sugar-free orange sherbet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's good stuff. Me and you will go out. Do you like ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? We'll come. We'll have an ice cream social, you and me and Athena.
That'll be good.
We'll eat ice cream together. Jonathan, now's your chance to say hi to your friends and listeners, because we gotta do one of those prank call things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I say hello to all my fans and listeners. I hope you all have an excellent weekend.
All right, Grinch Machine. Take care, my friend.
All righty.
And take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.
It's gonna take it easy. Big Soul,
take
checking
it easy.
We are gonna call Bud's Grocer. Here, Big Soul, real quick, is mentioning: Are we gonna play that KDK clip from Saturday? The answer is no. The KDK clip was played on our special show that we did on Sunday. We did a 420 April 20th special show. We had a good time. We did some good pranks, and actually, my first YouTube clips are up for the first time ever. We actually got a YouTube thing going on. Be sure to go to madhouselive.com and check that out. Nunu.
Saw that, yeah.
Nunu wanted us to have Jonathan do a prank call. I thought about it, Nunu, but maybe you should have been on time for the show tonight, huh? Think about that. And then maybe I would have done it. All right. Bud's Grocery, everybody. This one is in Australia. Whoa. Is it Australia? No, Louisiana. Australia after that. Bud's Grocery, thank you.
Australia, Louisiana.
Bud's Grocery, everybody. Bud's Grocery. Zach says, Qua omsa lagi wan. I don't think it's lagi. Qua omsa lagi wan. That's what it is. Oh, qua tanzin wan. I need to get those effects. I think I got a soundboard here somewhere with him talking. We're going to give it two more rings, everybody. Two more. Come on, baby. You can do it. Pick up. Come on, baby. One more ring. And ain't shit happened.
Suitcase number five.
Suitcase number five. Deal or no deal? Deal or No Deal. You know what I was playing last night? The arcade version of Deal or No Deal. It is mind-numbingly boring. It's worse than watching the show, the game show itself. It was like Deal or No Deal.
Sure, I've never really watched it all the way through, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even want to go into it. Anyway, I did want to note here, Wesley Snipes, 3 years in jail he's getting. 3 years for Wesley Snipes, man.
What do you do?
Actor Wesley Snipes was sentenced today, Thursday, to 3 years in prison for three misdemeanor counts of failing to file tax returns. The maximum requested by federal he got the book. You know what's funny, dude? I was reading today in the paper. I was reading in the Orlando Sentinel. This is a local story because it was taking place here in Central Florida. Woody Harrelson, Denzel Washington and a bunch of celebrities were appealing today to the judge to be lenient on his sentence because he's a good man and he's a man of the community. Like Denzel Washington actually was, you know, what's his face? Who's that guy? Woody Harrelson, right? You know that one loser, the guy from Cheers, and he's a pothead and plants pot seeds all the time to get arrested on purpose and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
This dumb, he made this big deal. He was like, yeah,
He says
on the set of White Men Can't Jump, there was all this racial strife because I was the only white guy on the set, and he was cool and he opened up to me like a brother and settled down the hate, and I consider him like a brother and he shouldn't be put in jail. The guy didn't pay his taxes for 3 years and he's fucking rich as hell, and he went to Nigeria to go hide.
Racial tension is about paying your taxes.
The guy got interviewed
Jackson
once.
Jackson Jackson, Martin Luther King.
The guy
told you he didn't pay his taxes either.
When the accusations first came out, the guy got interviewed and he said it was a brother of his that has the same name or a cousin of his with the same name that was faking his identity. He came up with this big cockamamie story. And then he would just claim ignorance about it. Like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And then all of a sudden he runs to Africa like Dave Chappelle to hide from the fact and they get extradited over. Dumbass. You gotta pay your taxes. I gotta pay my taxes, you rich son of a bitch. Pay your taxes. Don't call your rich fucking friends and talk to the judge like they're your mom and dad to get you off the hook. Get those 3 years and maybe learn a lesson. Pay your taxes next time, Wesley Snipes. What have you done lately anyway, Blade? Please. I'm talented, bitch. Anyway, the next prank call's coming up. We're gonna call Bojangles Saloon. This one is, oh man, I keep forgetting to pick up the phone in time. Hollywood's trying to call in. Hollywood, give us a call, man. Hollywood. Hollywood's listening. Call in. Call in Hollywood.
When it rings, that should give you a clue.
Yeah. Yeah. People in the chat room saying, yeah, we all pay taxes here. This is a tax-paying society. People have been paying taxes since the Bible, man. It's in the Bible. Tax collectors. Look it up. Wiki it.
Hey, man, what's going on, Hollywood?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and dial again.
No, I'm sorry about the, I'm sorry about the whole problem there, not answering. I was in a heated discussion about Wesley Snipes. That guy just boils my blood.
Dude, that dude needs more than that. Straighten him out.
I wonder how much he owed, like, money-wise, and how much he's worth.
I don't know. He probably didn't make enough in the Blade series to cover it, though.
Wow. The actor who showed little reaction gave a loud wow to the crowd as he exited the courtroom.
Wow. Hmm.
His attorneys argued he should get probation or house arrest and said they will appeal the sentence. Yeah, bullshit, dude. Yeah, here we go. Denzel Washington wrote a letter, as did Woody Harrelson. Judge Joe Brown and Greg Mathis? Are you kidding me?
Joe Brown
and Greg Mathis submitted letters to the judge. What a fucking joke, these people. Jesus Christ, all those judges can go to hell on TV, all of them. That woman that yells at people, too, that
Why
damn...
Why can't you get Judge Waltner, too? That's, I don't know you've been sworn in, I have your complaint.
They should have gotten Judge Judy to sign off on that letter.
Yeah.
Then it would have changed her mind. She would have gone there, you know, all mean.
And Oprah Winfrey, I bet you she'd do it.
Yeah. Hillary and that Judge Judy chick just, you know, give me the douche chills, dude. Anyway, hey, we're going to call Australia. You want to do a prank call to Australia, sir?
Yeah, man, I said, man, I had a bad day today, so I'm ready to get into a fight with somebody.
Let's let some gas loose. So this is Bojangles Saloon and Dining Room, and it's in Alice Springs. That's the Northern Territory of Australia, Hollywood. Holy shit.
Hold on, great.
All right.
I'm Irish, sorry. I got to get my Australian accent.
So you take the first one and I'll follow up on the next one. Deal?
Cool.
Bojangles, everybody.
Good afternoon, Bojangles. James speaking.
Yes, can I speak with Tim, please?
Who, sorry?
Yes, this is Summer. Is Tim there?
Tim?
Yes.
No, there's no Tim here, love. This is Bojangles.
Right, is the boat... What's the bartender's name there that was there last night?
There's no Tim, love. Do you want to speak to somebody who was working in the bar, or...?
No, what's the bartender's name that was there last night? Were you there last night?
I wasn't working last night, love, no.
Why not?
Be something.
Well, see, this is what happened. Is the manager there?
Yeah.
Are you the manager?
Yeah.
You're the manager? Well, I was there last night.
I'm the manager.
Okay, the bartender that was there last night was making passes at me. He tried to feel me, and I was very, very upset about it. And when I told him I'd call and talk to the manager tonight, he just laughed in my face.
Okay, so this was one of the bar staff?
I'm sorry?
This was one of the bar staff, was it?
Right. I thought his name was Tim, but I guess he told me a wrong name.
And that was somebody that was working here, was it?
Yes. He was behind the bar. I'm very mad right now. I've actually talked to a lawyer today. And he says I could probably get him fired. But they told me to go ahead and call you. What is going to happen to this?
Well, I don't know who you... I said we haven't got a tenant that works here, so I don't know who it is that you're talking about. Can you describe him?
Yes, he's got brown hair. He's probably about medium build. That's all I remember. He tried to fill me up 3 or 4 times, and I tried to get out of there, and he grabbed my arm and pulled me back in, and I had some... Finally, one of the bouncers, or the bigger guys, came over there.
Yeah,
and he finally got him off me, and I left. But
he's
actually left... He pulled on my arm... And I've still got marks. I've got bruises on there.
Was it somebody who actually works here?
He was behind... Yes, he was behind the bar. I don't know if he worked there or not. But he was behind the bar.
Behind the bar. Yeah.
Right.
And how old was he?
Probably around 25 or 30.
Okay. Well,
I've got big bruises on my arm where he was pulling on me before the big guy finally came over there and got him off me, and I finally left.
Yeah.
But my lawyer told me to call you first.
Yeah, okay, just hold on a second. All right, just give us a minute.
He's actually going to go for it.
You want to end this one?
Are you there?
Hey. Yep, hello.
Hello?
Yes, this is Summer's lawyer. I instructed her to call you, but I didn't instruct her to tell you anything that happened. What all has she told you, sir?
Sorry?
What all has Summer told you? I did not instruct her to give you any details about what happened last night.
Yeah, and as I said, I wasn't working last night, and I just spoke to the duty manager who was on last night.
Uh-huh. What did she tell you, sir?
Sorry?
Are you deaf? What did she tell you?
If you're going to be
I will
like
come
that,
down there, and I will pull your license faster than you can...
Well, that's fine.
I will have your license pulled. I'll have you closed down in 5 seconds.
He's gone. His license pulled. That's such an American thing to say. I'm going to get your license pulled, bitch. Get your license pulled. Damn. Anyway. Miss Angie in the syndicateradio.tv room says that I never smile. I never smile? I should smile more. I don't know. I'm a sad person, Angie.
And your head, you can turn your frown upside down.
Yeah, just flip the image upside down. You'll be fine. Yeah, it's whatever. You don't want to see me smile anyway. I'm missing a lot of teeth and I have gingivitis. You don't want to see that. Break the damn camera. Yeah, I'll break the internet. Okay, anyway, so that was fun. That was Australia. Not bad. Let me look, see what else. Oh, dude, I found a show that we did where we called Japan, like, nonstop. I'm going to be posting that pretty soon. I'll play at the end of tonight's show. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard it, but it's May 2nd of 2007? Let me see, I wrote it down here. March 2nd, 2007 episode. So if you want to go to the madhouselive.com website, you can download it in the archives. Look for the March 2nd. They're all in date order. March 2007 episode. We'll be playing it tonight at the conclusion of tonight's show. Milkman called it the Japanese tour, whatever, something like that. Japanese rock tour with your cock out or something. He said something weird like that.
I haven't done any Chinese restaurant calls, have I, lately?
No, we don't. Let's see.
Usually turn out pretty good.
Yeah, those usually turn out good. Cool, good deal. All right, so Bud's Grocery never answered.
All right.
I got a circle. Let me go ahead and prank Circle K here.
Oh, I got a Circle K from last one.
Oh, that did
cut up for you. I need to send that to you.
Did we do a Circle
24
K?
24-ounce cups.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you. That helps out if you can edit pranks like that for me.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of yours edited from the last Saturday show too.
Awesome. I got to discuss that with you. I have an idea for that.
Cool.
Because you got a pretty good. If you're able to do that, you can help out the people who listen to the show and get the archives. And everyone, be sure to go to madhouselive.com if you're listening right now. Subscribe to our podcast. Check out the archives that are up there. We have pranks. We have two podcasts. We got a complete, shows and pranks all together. We've got a podcast that's pranks only. When a new prank gets posted on the Madhouse website, we add it immediately to the podcast, and you get it right in your iPod or your iTunes or your Google or your Yahoo Pipes or your AOL homepage or whatever. Just go to madhouselive.com. Check all the stuff out. We got a lot of cool stuff going on. And that's the best place to be when you're not listening to any other show here. Also want to mention, of course, tomorrow evening, a friend of Madhouse Radio, Zolar, will be on, I believe. He should be scheduled to be on tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Zolar Party Nation. And yeah, I was disappointed. I came to listen to Pedro on Tuesday night, and he wasn't online. I was hoping to hear that politics show again. Hopefully he'll be on next week.
I'm trying to find some work for my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
He's working over the bunchers.
Yeah.
Trying to find some work.
Speedy Gonzalez, okay. All right, I'm going to call Circle K here, and this is in Louisiana. It's a redneck woman who answered. Always fun to talk to redneck women working the gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that one, and after that, I'll see if I can scrounge up a Chinese restaurant for you there, Mr. Hollywood, all right?
Okay.
Should be able to find one here. I'll let you know. Okay, everybody, hang on for the next prank of the night.
Okay.
Circle K?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? How's your low-grade gas tonight?
What?
The low grade. How's the low grade tonight?
I have no idea.
Maybe you don't have any idea. What's the price? Come on. You got that written down there?
Oh, the low grade? Oh,
yeah.
It's $344.49.
$344?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about what do you get on the mid grades, though? What, $355?
$356.
$356? Tell you what. If you don't ask any questions, I won't give any answers, okay? I got myself, somehow, some way, I ended up with a gas tanker of mid-grade fuel. And I will give it to you at $159 per gallon.
I can't authorize that.
Who can make it happen?
Who is
this? This is Valente.
This is who?
Valente.
Valenzic?
Yes. I'm with Arbusto.
With who?
Arbusto Fuels.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And don't ask how I got it. It's extra surplus. On the side of the road, we found a tanker, mid-grade fuel. We'll give it to you. We'll drive in, $159 per gallon. Who, what's the name of the jefe over there who can make that happen?
Chris is the manager.
Where's he at now?
He won't be until in the morning.
Until the morning, though?
Mm-hmm. Give me your name again and phone number, and I'll call her and see.
Well, what kind of pulls do you have?
What?
What kind of pull?
I don't know all these questions. I'm just a cashier.
Yeah, I know, but I said, what kind of pull do you have personally, like you and me?
What kind of pull do I have?
Yeah.
None. I'm just a cashier.
That's a big responsibility, though,
Sir, if you'll give me your name, your number, I'll get in touch with my manager, and I will call you back.
All right, this is Valente. You want to write that down?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's your number?
Are you an older lady?
No.
You're not mature?
I'm 45 years old. What's that got to do with wanting to sell gas? What's your number?
It's 888-278-8509.
Yes. 09?
09.
All righty.
So who's gonna be giving me a call? Clifford?
Huh?
Who's gonna give me a call? Clifford?
No, either Chris or myself.
Yourself though? You might call me back?
I might.
Alright, so do you have a ring on your finger?
What does that matter?
Because I'm interested in looking forward to a relationship with you. Do you like popcorn?
No, I don't think so.
Do you like popcorns? Ma'am?
She's gone.
Oh, did you hear her click? I didn't hear her click. Yeah. I want to ask her about popcorns, man. I like popcorns.
To place a call, press 1.
There we go.
To listen to your recorded...
Popcorns.
You have corns?
Yo, you got popcorns? You want to give her a call back? Ask her about popcorns?
Yeah.
Well, let's call the Chinese first. Give her a little time to stew a little bit, you know. Relax. She's just been sexually harassed. Poor lady. You've got to sexually harass her. Okay, I got... Here's my first one here. I got a Red Dragon Chinese. This is in Guam.
Ooh, perfect.
Okay. It's across from the Hotel Okura.
Okura?
Okura. Hotel Okura. I'm going to send you a message here with the information. All right, there you go. The Hotel Okura, okay? All right, so everybody, here comes the Red Dragon Chinese restaurant. This one's in Guam. We always have a fun time when we call Guam. You can't go wrong with a Guam call, dude. You can't go wrong with Guam. It almost rhymes. Right back in a moment. Yeah, not looking good here with the numbers. Oh, my God. I can't believable. All right, let's see what else I got here.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believable it's not the butter.
What do you order? Hello?
You don't want to take some spot.
What do you order?
Yep. All right, cool. We'll pick something else here. Let me clear this ring. Okay, we got the...
I sent you a number. I confirmed it a few minutes ago.
Chinese.
Okay, you did? Baz, you sent in a number? Let's see. Oh, the Buzz Inn Steakhouse. So you want to call a steakhouse, Hollywood?
Yeah.
Okay, it's in Everett Waugh, Washington. Let me send you that information here. Everybody, we're going to try steakhouse instead. Third try is the charm, I always say. No doubt about that. Hang on, folks, just a moment for the next prank of the night.
Yes, hello? Is this the... who is this called?
Evergreen Buzz Inn.
The noodles house.
What already? Whoa! Wow, man.
How's that one?
Something is in the air. I'm telling you what.
Hello, what do you want up?
Okay, we got the China King Super Buffet.
She's quite rude.
She's usually quite rude, Baz says. All right, we're going to try the China King Super Buffet, just confirmed, in California.
To add minutes to your card, please.
It's all bullshit. They can still search your glove compartment.
China King, can I help you?
Hey, what's cooking there, Toots? I got a question for you. How you doing, baby? What are you guys serving tonight?
What is
man, it is a fucked up night tonight, dude. That is messed up. That is just not fair. Corrupt wants to know, what's the YouTube name so I can see the 420 vids? Madhouse Radio should be. I guess it's youtube.com/Madhouse Radio or, I don't know.
You see any of those things on G4? Videos?
No, G4? No.
Yeah, they did a whole 420.
Did they really?
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, really. I used to watch a lot of tech TV, and when G4 took them over, I got a little upset, and I tried.
Yeah,
but recently, apparently, Attack of the Show. I was watching it.
Olivia Munn is hot.
Yeah, she's been hot. Dr. Lego has an infatuation with her. Like he's talked to her on the phone or something, trying to get her to come on the air, but she won't do it.
Place a call. Press.
That's all recorded now. That's beautiful. I wasted like 2 minutes with that. Oh, fuck. Anyway. What was that? Okay. All right, so, hey, another prank call here. I got the Yangtze restaurant. This one is in Santa Monica, California. One of these has to work, man.
Okay. You know,
we got to get a hook here somewhere. We need some help here. Tuck, help us out here. Hang on, folks. Another restaurant coming up in just a moment. Madhouse Radio, 11.03 p.m. Been an hour show so far. It's Thursday the 24th. Back with the next prank.
Hi, this is Summer. How are you doing tonight?
That's good, thank you.
Good. Can I place an order that I'm going to pick up, please?
Okay.
Or
do
you deliver?
Yes, we do.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Okay. Actually,
hold
probably
on real quick, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Ma'am, hold on real quick. Hold on real quick, ma'am. Thank you.
Hold on to what?
I have another line before you. I need to pick up
another lady?
First.
There's another lady
line.
There, too? Another
no.
line? You're doing lines
yeah.
there? What's going on? Are you
no,
guys on the phone
have,
or what?
Yes, I'm on the other line right now.
Oh, you're okay. doing a line right now. Okay, I'll do a line too then. How's that?
That's good. Yeah, I got a line right here. Wow, man. I didn't know Chinese were into the yay.
Yeah.
The white lady. Yeah, I saw that Artie video today. I got it off the news group.
Yeah.
I'm convinced it's not a bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, could not have been a bit.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you going to be delivery or pick up?
I'm going to pick it up. Is that okay?
Of course. What would you like to order?
Because I've been stripping all night, and I really need to get something to eat really soon. Do you guys have, I've never been there, so do you have the buffet, or do you just
No, we don't have buffet, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, well, let me tell you what I want to order, and then you tell me how much it's going to be, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you guys have, like, the dinner portion of choke on it?
No, we don't.
Okay. Do you have the lunch portion of that right now?
The what?
The lunch portion?
No, we have only the
okay.
dinner portion.
All right. Well, you have the dinner portion? Okay, well, can I get a large order, then, of Poulet Turd?
I think you called the wrong restaurant
this
or something.
Chinese food, right?
Yeah, but we don't
okay,
have
yeah.
the food that you are.
Do you have the rectum block?
No, we don't, ma'am.
Okay. Well, the other thing that I really order all the time is the suck me wang. You guys have those?
No, we don't.
They're just on the side.
No, we don't have it, ma'am.
Okay, what is your special then?
Okay, what are you looking for? Because I think maybe you called the wrong different restaurant.
It's Chinese food, right?
Yeah, Thai food.
Thai, right. I like to be tied up, so that's why I called it. Do you have what's your special then? Do you have a duck?
We have honey duck, yeah.
You have honey duck?
Uh-huh.
Is that sweet?
You know what? How about if you come in, you can order here, then you can see the food. I think it might be better.
Well, I don't want to see it. I just want to eat it. I'm really hungry because, like I said, I've been stripping all night, and I
understand, ma'am, but because
you
don't know
too?
What you want to order.
Maybe we can strip together. Where do you work at? Is this your second
ma'am,
job you do? Yes.
If you're gonna call and to bother people, better not, you know.
If what? I'm sorry, I can't understand a word you're saying. If I'm going to call something or who?
You know what? We're busy here. We do the business here.
Well, I'm busy, too.
You know,
I'm coming there to give you my business. Would you like to strip with me, then?
Sorry, ma'am.
What are you doing after work tonight? You're who? You're retarded?
We busy here. We do the business here. Well, that makes perfect sense.
We are busy here, and we do the business here.
Jesus, oh. God. Oh, my God.
Call. Press 1.
The phone's starting to make weird noises again. God, I hate my life. All right, we got that. Now, Lonesome Loser just sent in a whole shit-ton load of, like, Chinese restaurants here. This is good. It's always fun. Golden Rice Bowl Restaurants. I'm going to do this call here, if you don't mind holding.
Right.
People are asking for UK numbers or UK calls. Well, in order to do that, my friend, we would need UK numbers, my friend. Nunu is referencing American Bastard. That is a prank call that we did on April 20th on Sunday afternoon. Great show that we had here. I will be replaying that on the break. In a little bit, we'll be taking a break. If I don't take the break, then I'll probably just, play the prank. You know what, when I'll play the prank in a little bit. American Bastard. Fun prank call that we did here. Be sure to enjoy that in a moment. So stay with us here tonight. New News also reported last week, I believe there's going to be a convention for the telemarketers. Apparently that's going to be starting next week, I believe, he was saying.
Rolling around again, huh?
Yeah, so that's the problem being that's over the weekend. And I believe that's Memorial Day weekend, so that might be a little hard. And we'll try to do that. Anyway, more numbers here. Gong's Chinese Food. I'm sure we'll get some UK numbers here soon to do as well, so relax. In the meantime, I'm going to call the Golden Rice Bowl Restaurant. Y'all don't mind holding here for a moment. We'll get the next prank call here in line. Having a good time, as I said. Just a moment. Back in a few. Where's the fucking music? There we go. Wow, 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 wow. Mm-hmm. You know, Hollywood, I've been exceptionally non-gassy this week.
Well, that's great. That's good.
I've noticed I haven't farted much this week.
We got a bull talk at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that triplicate call Richard did?
No. Which one was... Oh, the triplicate? Like, where he has got three people going at the same time? No, I didn't hear any new pranks this week. Yeah, and I've listened to a lot of Stern. I didn't catch that one.
That was a couple weeks
ago. A couple weeks ago, no. No. I checked that out.
I can put it up if you want me to, in the forum.
Yeah, do that. Put up in the forums, man. Everyone go to the forums if you're not in there already. Over at madhouselive.com. Be sure to check out our forum machine. Be sure to check out our wiki page and all that good stuff. It's over there at madhouselive.com.
To place a call, press
and they're not going
to
answer over there. Okay, instead we're going to try Gong's Chinese Food. See what Nunu's sending
your
here.
Card, press 3.
Our Nunu says the telemarketers can be pranked Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night. Okay, well... Keep that in mind. Maybe we'll do a special Sunday night show, Sunday afternoon show again next week. We'll see
call,
how time does. One. Okay, all right. Hang on, folks. Gong's Chinese.
Call, press 2.
I call you. Hello?
Yeah, hey. What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. What's your specials tonight?
Special, you have the chicken chow mein or two?
I don't like that. What else?
What kind of special you like?
I like fresh meat.
Huh?
I like fresh meat. How about yourself? You like meat?
Meat,
I enjoy
chicken,
my meat.
Boiled chicken?
I enjoy my meat. Do you? Would you like to enjoy my meat?
Oh, no, sorry. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, whoa.
He's solid. Alright, Hollywood. It's been a good run.
It was a crappy night, man.
They can all be winners. I think it's because we had a good show Sunday. Alright, Hollywood. Catch you on the next one.
Yeah, have a good one.
Alright, my cat's freaking out. Hey, cat.
Cat over here. Alright, that was Hollywood, everybody. Hollywood. Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Hollywood. Alright. The cat spazzing out, chasing its tail, wanting to get outside. Hey, fatty. Well, he sees a bug. That's what it is. He sees a gnat. We've had a gnat problem in this house again. Someone's supposed to do the dishes in this house and doesn't do it when they're supposed to, so now there's gnats everywhere. Awesome, huh? Yeah, anyway. All right, folks, I need to add some more minutes to the phone card. We need to play that prank from Sunday also, so we're going to take a break, and I've got to save the podcast for Syndicate Radio, the video, the recorded first hour of the show. Anyway, so that's the end of the first half of the show, folks. We'll be right back with some more pranks in a moment. This is Madhouse Live, Madhouse Radio, Madhouse, over at MadhouseLive.com. SyndicateRadio.tv, of course, is the stable. We're also on 98.6
The Mel.
98.6 The Mel. Of course, PCU Radio as well. PCUradio.com. Be sure to check them out as well. The extended Madhouse Radio family. Nobody in the Justin.tv room Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I don't think there is. How many people? We got 9 viewers. All right, we got 9 viewers. Okay. Well, everybody who's in there, man, thanks for watching our video feed. They're probably watching. Oh, Hollywood's in there. All right, good. We do got somebody in there. Well, let me see. Are there any? I got Hollywood. That's it. All right, good. We got one person in there. Justin, bitch. Okay. When we come back, we have more numbers. We're going to have some UK calls coming up in a moment. We also have a number here in Maidenhead from the Bad Boys of Iowa. Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, dude? I ain't seen you in a while, Mr. Iowa. Or Ohio, is that the joke around? What country is that? PK, is that China? Let me know. Report. And your request coming up next here. We'll be back in a moment. This is Madhouse Live, Madhouse Radio. And on the flip side, on the bright side of things, you know, we still have about an hour left of show. There's no need to panic. And we'll also have a few more news articles here, perhaps, if things slow down. And we'll just end our show around 12:15, 12:30, like we normally do. So no need to panic. Back in a moment, folks. Madhouse Radio. Yes. Just to kill more time here. Let me do a jig on the camera. Jiggy, jiggy, jiggy. All right.
We'll be back right after this.
We got 20 calls, and as you know, one call equals a billion people, which means 20 billion people were offended by this.
98.6
ML.
Hello?
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 Hello? Excuse me while I kiss this guy real quick. Give me a second. Hello? I said, can you excuse me while I kiss this guy for a second? Hello? Sir?
Hello there, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please. Is this Al Bilal?
This is Al Bilal, yes.
Okay, yes, I'm going to come and pick it up in my hand machine.
Pardon?
I'm going to come in my hand machine and pick it up.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Can I have the order, please?
Yes,
I
like...
Starters?
What?
Any starters?
Dude, I'm American. Don't the starter what? What do you mean? What is that?
That means any starters from the menu.
The only starter I know goes in a car, and I got a rental. I need to order a palau rice, or
just main meal then, yes?
How is it?
Pilau rice, yes.
You know, I'm American, and I only speak American. And because I know you guys put the U in color. I guess this is pila.
Which main dish would you like to order?
The pila rice.
No, pila, not the rice, but which is the dish you want to order?
What is poopa?
The meal.
Papadam. Yeah, that.
How many? Two in a portion.
Two in an order?
Two in one portion.
But I want the whole thing, not a portion.
No, what I meant to say, how many papadum would you like to order? If you're ordering one portion, that means you'll get papadum, two papadums, that's in one portion, with chutneys as well.
But I don't want a portion of it, I want the whole order.
No, you misunderstood me there. You have ordered papadums.
Exactly, papadums for the, two of us, papadums.
If you want two portions, that's four.
Yeah, but
if you
want
one portion, then it's two papadums.
Okay, a portion is a part.
Two.
But I'm asking, I want the whole thing. I don't just want a portion. I want the whole order for two people.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hi there, what would you like to order?
Yes, I'm ordering pilau rice.
Pilau rice, yeah?
Pilau rice.
Is it the yellow rice?
My first language is American. I'm from America.
Okay.
And not this English stuff. And this one here says P-I-L-A-U. So I know the U.
It's pronounced as pilau.
It's pilau. Pilau?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Pillow rice, that one.
Yeah.
And I need the Papadams.
Papadams, yeah.
And there's two of us. Now, he said a portion. I'm explaining. I want the whole thing, not just a portion of it.
No, the whole thing is one portion. You got two pieces and the chutney.
Okay, but what I'm saying, I don't want a portion of the order. I want the whole order, you know. I want the whole thing, not just a part of it, not a portion. We want the completion of it.
You know, like, that is a whole bit.
I want two completions.
Yeah, okay, two completions, yeah.
Okay,
Two of them, yeah?
Two completions.
The poppadoms.
Papad. And the pillow,
yeah?
And the pillow rice.
The poppadoms, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
what curries would you like?
I'm sorry?
What curries would you like?
I see the chicken curry with extra cockroaches.
Pardon?
With extra cockroaches, please.
Where are you calling from?
From the United States of America. Do you have any palmetto beetles? We call them cockroaches. Sir?
Oh, you want to come in and say that?
Well, I'm making an order. It's a free country, sir. This is America. I make an order where I want. I feel
no,
like I
no,
want
no, to. No, shut your mouth.
Sir, I'm American. Watch
shut
your mouth.
Shut the fuck up, you bastard.
Excuse me, this
American
is...
American bastard.
How dare you, sir?
Shut up.
After what we've done for you. You wake up in the morning, you thank the God for us. Yes.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
All right, we're back, everybody. Madhouse Radio, getting ready to shut it down in just a moment here. Not a moment, but eventually here soon. We will be shutting it down. I just had a shutdown. Watch out. You remember what I was talking about, how I didn't have a problem with the gas this week? Something just happened here, I'll tell you what. Something disproved that. I want to thank everyone who's still listening to us. We have 11... 21. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Another 15 there. 25, 36. And over here we got another 11. That's 47 listeners live. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to us. Actually giving a crap about something good, something fun, something decent. Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com. Be sure to visit our extended family over at syndicateradio.tv, pcuradio.com, 98.6themouth.com as well. Oh yeah, I'd like to thank all the guys, all the homies who made it finally to the justin.tv room. Thank you guys. We need to get at least 20 people in there at a time whenever we get a chance so we can start getting some traffic in there. I turned down the video, I darken things in the room a little bit. Sometimes I like to make it dark, you know what I mean? I like things a little dark. I'm going to try to stay on for about another hour or so, 45 minutes. We've got a lot of numbers here that have come in the UK. All from Lonesome Loser, thank you, sir. Sylvia Gilbert, Richard Gilbert, Peter Watts, and Nick N. Kirby. All in England, awesome. So we're going to call those. We also have a number here. Located in Norway. I don't know what kind of minutes we get out there. It's the Vic Hotel in Norway. They speak English. It's a hotel in called the... and that's all we know, Norway. I don't know. We're Norwegia, apparently. I'd like to thank Ted, who's finally joining in, as well as Tuck, Baz, and Brandon Vegas. What's going on, Ted? How you doing, man? You around? No Ted. What about the Tuck? Big Tug, what's your status?
the tug is here.
Alright. Yes, sir. Tugging away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Big Baz sending. Big Baz, of course. Baz, you have any of those funky numbers of yours? Where's that place, Saipan? You got any of those, man? Those are always fun to call. I really like Saipan a lot. They're so slow there, man. Slow people. Slow asses. All right. Here we go with Peter Watts in England, everybody. This, specifically, it's Sussex, England. I don't even know what part of England that is. Shit. But we're going to call it regardless. One moment, folks. Next call of the night. The UK.
Sex is important.
Sussex.
Hello?
Mr. Watts.
Yes?
What's going on, brother? Are you related to the Compton Watts?
I don't know where you're phoning from, but it's 4:30 in the morning.
I'm from Compton, California, sir. How are you?
I'm a bit tired.
Oh, I understand. I've got a bit of jet lag myself. I flew in earlier tonight from the United States of America. From America, you know, us across the pond. From California.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Compton, sir. You ever heard of Compton? There's a lot of... I'm a Watts myself as well. I'm looking up my family. I need a place to stay. And I'm trying to trace my roots down. And I actually have a book that I received from the British Ministry. The records of my ancestors. And I'm coming across some of the Watts here. So I thought I'd give you a call. I can't get to sleep, man. I took a nap on the plane, slept 8 hours like a baby.
Well, I was asleep.
Oh, that's okay. We'll catch up, you know. We can catch up on the sleep in a little bit. You're not busy, are you?
I'm going to sleep now. Goodbye.
Are you awake, sir? No. Okay, that was the UK already. Wake up call number one. Wake up, bitches. Carlito's calling. Hollywood's just updated the forums over at MadhouseLive.com with 3 new Carlito calls. Awesome, thanks, dude. Be sure to check those out, folks. Uma, over at the Syndicate Radio Home Room, is going to be sending in a number for a David Poon. I forgot to clear the line. Whoops.
I'm sending in the number, for a David Poon over on in Canada. Oh, I had to sneeze there. Sorry about that. Douche checking in the chat room. What's up, Big Douche? DTT saying hi. What's up, DTT? DTT says Carlito is awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate that, DTT. DTT checking in. Almost done with finals for flight school. Awesome. He'll be getting his license pretty soon. That's awesome. Good for you, man. And Meebo Guest 846309HE as an echo says, "What up, Carlito?" with an E at the end, like Carlito. And he calls me the N-word. All right, man. Yeah, awesome. Let's try to call this Norway number here. This is a hotel in Norway, folks.
Wonderful.
Let's wake up Norway here. Let's have some fun.
Norway.
Do they speak Norwegian there, or German, or Austrian, or what's the deal? Is there a Norwegian address, or language, rather? Does anyone know?
It's a Scandinavian country, so...
They speak Scandinavian.
They
speak Norwegian. Okay. You see, you know how ignorant I am, guys. Okay. All right, folks, just a moment here for the next prank of the night. Norway coming up.
It's where all the white people are. The real white people.
I thought they were from the Caucasus Mountains. The Caucasus Mountains.
I don't know.
Where are the Caucasians from? What's the story of the Caucasian? You always hear Caucasian American. Who the hell's Caucasian? Like, what is that? I heard it.
The planet Caucasia came in a fleet of spaceships. Thousands of years until they found Earth.
In the mothership they came. And things of this nature. Jim Hayes checking in. What's up, Big Jim? From a co-worker of Carlito's. Jim, we're calling Norway, dude. Hang in there. You're going to hear a funny prank call, hopefully, or a big shit. Okay. DC Loke says lots of violence and lots of oil in the caucuses. In the caucuses. So all you white people are from the Caucasus? That's like Asia, man. That isn't like Russia. Like, isn't there like right by Mongolia or Magnolia? Magnolia. Mongolia. Oh, man. I am so out of it. So all white people are basically Mongolians.
Geography. Did you not go to this school? Were you smoking a little something geography class in high school, son?
No, I was eating mayonnaise. Maybe that's what did it. I had some carbs. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mongolia is east of Asia. Mongolia is east Asia. The Caucasus Mountains.
We're fried grains.
So Mongolia is right next to... So the Caucasus... Caucasia, whatever this country is. What's it called? Caucasus? Caucasus? Where white people are from, apparently. Touches Mongolia, and Mongolians are like...
Kikapkani!
Mongolians are like dark-skinned, retarded-looking Chinese. You know, I mean, that's where the word Mongoloid comes from. So they got it. They all look kind of like... Duh! You know, they all look like... Like...
Right.
Everybody, if you want to know how a Mongolian looks like to me, I'm not trying to be.
Wow, that's really racist.
I'm not trying to be, but everybody, do me a favor. If you have a mirror,
you're gonna be apologizing.
I'll be making an apology. Everyone, try to bite your left ear off with your own mouth. Like, make the best attempt you can right now to bite your left ear with your own mouth. Do that for a little bit. Watch yourself in the mirror. And that is what a Mongolian looks like to me. That's what, you know, like... And do that while you do it. Go... That's right there. Hey, I can do it. You know, my little cousin has Down syndrome.
You're going to make somebody cry again. Stop it.
I shouldn't do that joke. My little cousin, Karen, poor little girl, she's a sweetheart. She's got Down syndrome. That's not funny. I'm sorry, everybody, okay? I'm sorry. I would like to make... Hi, this is Carlito Regardless. Recently, I may have made a statement that might have been offensive towards, whatever. All right. Anyway, we're getting to this. Nick Kirby in Leicestershire, England. Leicestershire. Just a moment, folks. And we're learning more about where white people are really from. They're from Asia. They're Mongolian touchers. God. There's probably some inbreeding there. I want a full report on this Caucasian thing. Alrighty, here comes the next prank of the night. This is Nick Kirby in England.
We got some other stuff going on tonight. Hello?
Hi, we got some stuff going on here. Is this Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling in with your wake-up call, sir. Are you ready?
Wake-up call?
Did you wake up like you were supposed to? Did you wake up like you were supposed to, sir, this morning?
No.
Well, this is your early wake-up call. I need you to stand up and reach up as high as you can and come down as low as you can and touch down to your toes.
You know, it's up past 4 in the bloody morning.
Well, this is your 4:30 a.m. wake-up call, sir. I have you down...
for a 4:30 wake-up call.
I have you down here on the computer for a 4:30 a.m. wake-up call.
Well, I didn't make it.
Well, you made this with reservations desk, apparently for a 4:30 wake-up call, so I'm giving you a call. I'm from the Hotel American. I'm from the... Sir, you're here at the Hotel American, your room 163.
I'm in Leicester, in the UK.
Exactly, the Hotel American in Leicester, in England. Yes, sir, I have you down for a 4:30 a.m. wake-up call. Are you awake, sir?
I am now.
Well, good. My job is done. Now I need you to stand up and do 5 jumping jacks.
Oh, piss off.
And a 1 and a 2. All right, there we go. I just, I took that. That was an homage to Clone Homegrown. With those damn Brits. Damn bloody Brits. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. All right, that's a good one right there. No, that's a keeper. I'll give myself a gold star for that. Me and Baz are tied for one gold star tonight. Yeah. And I'm understanding here that Stalin was from the Caucasus, from Caucasia. Wow. Stalin, you see, now white people are communists now, apparently. This is not boding well for you white people. Something's up. I'm on to this Caucasian stuff. Like, for 20 years, I've been hearing, oh, Caucasian, I'm Caucasian American. I'm not white. I'm Caucasian American. Meh, 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 meh. And I never questioned what's Caucasian mean. Where's that come from, Caucasian? And now I'm understanding this is a whole Asian thing. It has Asian in it. You people aren't white. Your people are Asians. You're like, you know, you got more in common with, like, Chinese people than anything else. Less American than anything. We have an inbound phone call, everybody. Let's see how this goes.
Madhouse Radio, do you want to speak to Carlito?
Yes, I do.
All right, just a moment, please. Who's calling?
DC Loke.
DC Loke, you're on the mouth. What's going on?
How's it going, Carlito? I'm calling to weigh in about this Caucasian thing.
Okay, what do you know about the Caucasus?
I'll tell you this about the Caucasus, man. The Caucasus is like the next it place.
Is it?
Like,
a lot of oil?
Yeah, like, yeah, oil, absolutely. Like, post 9/11 are big concerns, like, energy security, you know, like oil transportation stuff. We want to reduce our dependence on Middle Eastern oil, so we're trying to get it from, like, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, the Caspian Basin, you know?
So that's all the Caucasus areas, like the stands? In that area, and that was separate, not Pakistan and all those, but like the Uzbekistan and all those kind of former Soviet areas?
No, the stands are all like Central Asia.
Oh.
The Caucasus is like Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, all this like, you know, former Turkish Empire stuff.
Really? That's something.
Yeah.
It's a lot of oil there.
A lot of oil. Like Azerbaijan itself, its name in Middle Persian means the land of fire.
No kidding.
And like, people would dig it just in the ground in their own homes and, like, pull out oil by the bucketful. And because
wow.
There's so much oil, there's always these fires, and that's why it was called the Land of Fire.
I got a...
And the symbol, yeah, the symbol of Azerbaijan is a flame.
No kidding. See, you learn something here every day. No kidding. So I need to get some land in Azerbaijan. Is that the one?
Azerbaijan, that's right.
These are all countries that I hear about. I've heard of them, and I know they're in... You know, that part of the world, but I don't know anything about what they do or what they export or, like, what the deal is with, like, Azerbaijan. Like, countries like that, like, Moldova is another one. You know, you never hear anything about countries like that. Uzbekistan.
It depends on whose news you read, you know. I mean, like, you won't hear about it on CNN, but, I mean, you read the Russian news or something, you're bound to hear something about it.
Yeah, I hear that. You got to open your mind. You got to, I don't know, you got to research everything. That's what the show's about. We bring up things. Like that.
I don't really have a choice, man. I'm in grad school, so I'm like reading about this stuff all the time. But when y'all started talking about the Caucasus, you know, I just had to lay it in because I'm writing like 50 pages total of like some kind of two-part super paper on the whole thing.
So do you know how white people became known as the Caucasians? I mean, how did they migrate over to America or just over to the world? I mean.
Well, from my limited knowledge and experience, I do believe it was like the Indo-European migrations like thousands of years ago from around that area. But really, it'd be best to speak to like, I don't know, somebody who studies like, you know, prehistory or something like that.
Right, right. You're not the expert, but you do have some modern take on what that part of the world's about. Well, that's cool, man. Thanks for the update. That's good information, man. Are you into doing prank calls? I can connect you with one, or unless you just wanted to call to weigh in on the topic at hand, that's also fine, whatever you want.
I'm just calling to weigh in, man.
Cool. Not a problem. No pressure.
Thanks all for giving me a moment to spew off right there.
You got it. Thanks for calling in and weighing in, man. I appreciate it. That's a great information. I'm gonna investigate more about this whole Caucasian thing. Thank you, man.
Prank the world, man.
Prankttheworld.com. See you, man.
See ya.
PrankTheWorld.com indeed. Dr. Lega will be on Wednesday nights on SyndicateRadio.tv. And he's over at PrankTheWorld.com, DrLego.net. DTT calls me a wetbag. All right, man. You got it. Jim, our friend Jim here, says he likes the page overhaul. Yeah, there's been some overhauls to the page, some slight differences. Even today, there were some updates to the archive, the way it looks. I'm tweaking it here and there. And I do want to announce that for the syndicate listeners, Dino and I will be both working. Dino has looked at my page recently, has seen a lot of changes, and sees a lot of potential for syndicate, for the syndicate radio folks to have their own little setup where you can kind of interact a little better with the hosts who are doing live shows and get all your different pranks and archives and YouTube clips and stuff like that kind of all streamlined together. So I'm going to be designing a few options for a syndicate, and I'm going to be presenting them to Dino and Dr. Ivan also. I'm going to have to employ him for some graphics help. But I'm going to be presenting a few options, and I'm going to be helping them implement some changes on their website, some very easy to maintain stuff, so they won't have to worry about it going out of date either, you know. Going to make sure it looks good. Anyway, look forward to that, Syndicate people. I've been talking to Dino throughout the week about that, and starting next week I'll start working on that, so stay tuned for that. What the hell is your problem? Fucking cat. Knocking on the door. Damn cat. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so anyway, we're going to do the next prank call of the night here. This is going to be Sylvia Gilbert, also in England. We'll do another wake-up prank call. That was kind of fun. That guy was like, oh, wait, go piss off. All right, we're going to go piss off everybody with the next prank of the night, 11:48 p.m. Eastern. I'll make it 8:48 p.m. on the West Coast, Thursday, April the 24th. Friday's almost here. The wind down for the weekend is almost upon us. We got one day left of work, hopefully, for the majority of you. I'm so happy not to have to work weekends anymore, man. Back in a moment with the next prank of the night. Hang on, everybody. Oh, hang on. That reminds me of something. Here's a news story that was really funny. The Secret Service in the White House caught a Mexican press attaché. What is a press attaché? Is that how you pronounce it? A-T-T-A-C-H-E with an apostrophe over it. Is that a press
attaché?
Attaché. And what's a press attaché? Are they just like they hang out like a reporter groupie kind of thing? Or are they there? I don't understand what a press attaché is. But anyway, there's a Mexican one, and there was a recent meeting in New Orleans, apparently. And he was there with some White House officials. And this Mexican press attaché starts taking he saw the people's Blackberries that were sitting around. He started putting them in his pockets. He stole several of them. Apparently, he tried stealing. He got caught by the Secret Service. And I just wanted to point out how ironic it is that, you know, a Mexican gentleman is caught stealing. That's so fucked up. The Mexican press guy is stealing. Is in the White House stealing the Blackberries. Yeah, imagine that. Who didn't know? Who didn't figure that would have happened? That's irony right there. I thought it was funny when I read it. Whatever. Oh, here's the other one. The really funny one. Did you hear about the priest that tied himself his chair up with balloons and flew away? The dumb asshole. Did you hear about this guy in Brazil?
Something about that. Elaborate more.
I will. Priest floats off under party balloons. This happened, I believe it was Monday. Or it might have been Sunday. Anyway, a Catholic priest, like, he was doing this for charity. He got himself, like, a floatable kind of chair, and he tied a bunch of balloons up to it, right? And helium balloons. And I guess he had a GPS device on him, and he had like a satellite cell phone or something like that. And he went flying. He was expecting to you know, fly to some city 750 kilometers away from where he started at his parish, at his church. But the prevailing winds picked him up, and he got blown out overseas. The last time they knew about him, he was on the GPS like 40 miles off the coastline. over the Atlantic Ocean. Stupid asshole. I don't mean to be mean, man, but...
Wow.
What kind of dumb asshole are you? This priest, was he wearing... I wonder if he was wearing his priest-like smock, you know? Like the black thing with the whole... that'd be cool if he had the cardinal hat on, you know?
Oh, let's hope so.
Like, how do you expect... If you're in a plastic chair with balloons on you, How do you expect to be able to steer that thing at all to land exactly in a city? Like, so I'm gonna, in the city of Dorados, he was going to land. How do you do that? I mean, you're at the mercy of the winds. You're in a freaking balloon machine, man. I mean, how does he land? Does he just start popping balloons one by one? Is that, or was he, maybe he was just going to jump, and maybe he had a parachute on or something. You can't steer a balloon machine. Dumb. Stupid. That fucking shit. Anyway, so he had a GPS, a satellite phone, a buoyant chair, and was an experienced skydiver.
Big old pin? No more.
I don't know. So apparently he's... This was days ago. He still hasn't been found, and he's probably shark meat by now. Shark bait. Anyway. And we got, you know, a few other things to talk about here.
Of course not.
Yeah. Hollywood asked that, and a very crass Hollywood. Did he have a boy with him, too? That's kind of funny. Zach says God took him. That's funny, too. Yeah, that's what it was. He went into the light, that's for sure. Man, that's got to be bad, going up with balloons and crashing down and drowning in the water and stuff, and he's probably all dressed up like a priest. Crazy guy. He's probably praying the rosary all scared. I bet you was like, man, this was a stupid freaking idea. I could have had all the bacon I wanted to. All that dieting, all that no eating eggs, no eating bacon, no eating pork.
It was a great idea when you're tanked up the holy wine at the time, you know?
Yeah.
Did he mention that they found his balloons?
Oh, they found his balloons. No, that's an update there. Did they really? In the ocean?
They found them in the ocean.
Ooh, that's not good. That's not a good sign. Wow, they're never going to find that guy. He's gone. He's lost at the sea. He's one with the big ocean. Big baby Jesus in the ocean is where he's at now. And that's just his fault. Anyway, in honor of him, we'll play this. This is the national anthem of Brazil. I'll be back in a moment with Sylvia Gilbert in England.
Fucking song.
Hello?
Hey, Gilbert?
Yeah.
Hey, this is your 4:40 a.m. wake-up call.
For what reason?
For you to wake up, I think, I don't know, are you going to work? Do you have a conference today or something like that?
No.
Okay, well, I have down here to give you a call to wake you up at this time, and I'm sorry I'm about 5 minutes late. I apologize. We can give you a 10% discount on your on any purchases you make this morning in the pantry for breakfast.
We're in England.
Exactly. I'm with the hotel here, the Hotel Americana here in town. And I have you down to give you a wake-up call at this time. I was supposed to call you about 5 minutes ago. I'm very sorry I'm late.
This is England, not America.
Well, I am in England. This is the Hotel Americana in England, ma'am.
Whereabouts?
Well, we're here in England, ma'am. Have you heard of England before? You're visiting
England.
From...
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I have that...
This is your hotel.
I have down here that you're visiting our hotel here that you flew in from...
No,
well, you're from the American Embassy that we had to give you a...
you got the wrong number, mate.
Well, this is the Gilberts.
All right, that's me.
Sylvia. We're Monmouth, England. Gwent.
That's it.
That's us right here. The Hotel Americana.
But I don't need it. Thank you very much.
Are you awake, though?
I should think so. It's either that or you're talking to a zombie.
Well, I'm supposed to write down that you confirm that you're awake, and she's not going to confirm. She's not a zombie, apparently. Well, that's good. Very good, because zombies are just... That would just scare me.
Fucking zombies, man. Watch out for that. Brains. Douche wants to call... Oh, I still haven't unblocked British Columbia. God dang it. Hang on. Let me take care of that now. Excuse me, so Douche can call in.
Unblock it for him for a second. Unblock it.
Where? Alright. It'll be unblocked in a moment, Mr. Douche. We'll be speaking to Milkman here in about 5 or 10 minutes, and wrapping up the show after that, we'll be catching up with him. In the meantime, if you do want to squeeze your calls in, if you're not in British Columbia, you can call in 888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509 is a toll-free line. You got the time, and we got the dime.
Smoke weed every day.
That's what Milkman would say. The thing about the time and the dime, not to smoke weed every day. He doesn't do that. We got a lot of people on Justin.tv now and our page on Justin. Thanks, guys.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, punks. We got 13 people in there. Oh yeah, Milkman. He used to smoke quite a bit. He says he was quite the smoker. He was a hippie, you know. Yeah, he was a nom too, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Crazy shit. I started looking into this here. I was following this over the weekend before the story became big. I was following this already about the food rationing that's starting to begin in the wholesale stores. You know, you got your Costco's and your Sam's Club to a lesser extent. Here in Florida, we have BJ's Warehouse as well. You know, these are the large, you know, places where you can go and buy large amounts of food. Like, you can get, like, you know, very big, you know, things of meat or very big things of peanut butter, jars of peanut butter, whatever. You know what I mean? Sam's Club, stuff like that. They're having to limit sales of the big bags of rice because apparently there's a run on rice. There's a worldwide shortage on rice. And a lot of people are starting to go hungry in parts of the world that rely on rice, Asian countries and stuff like that. And apparently countries like China and India and places like that are coming to the American market and buying up a lot of stocks of rice right now because they don't have enough to feed their people because of a food shortage that's going on in that part of the world. And that's leaving American stockpiles starting to go down to dangerous level. So right now they're already starting to ration rice, and there could be a run on cooking oil and flour and wheat. And so it's starting. I mean, I really think our economy is something insane. I've never in my life, in my 28 years of being alive, and I admit I am young, but I am pretty old. All right, I'm almost 30. All right, that's old. Like, when I was a teenager, I used to consider 28 was like the end of youth. Like, when I was 29, I said you might as well be 30 at that point. And when you're 30, you're an adult. You're not a cool person anymore. So I've got less than 2 months left of being 28. I'm gonna be 29. I'm gonna be married at 29. At least I'm getting married before I turn 30. That's not bad. I'm blobbing away. Whatever. So people are going hungry. There's food shortages in America. What the hell's going on? People, fix it, okay? Pay your taxes, Wesley Snipes. People like that are bringing us down. People like that and the North Koreans. We're going to call Peter Watts in England, also in Sussex. Sussex, England.
Well, you know, ethanol has made corn.
Corn.
The corn thing crazy.
Yeah, there are a lot of riots in there have been some rioting in South America and Mexico.
To ethanol.
That's right.
And they're embarked in raising the price. I've heard
for the most part that the benefits of ethanol, like corn-based fuels, it's not sustainable at all. It's not possible to grow that much corn to sustain, you know, the world's, you know, fuel needs. Apparently, all it's done is drive up the price of corn for no reason. We need to stick to hydrogen.
Yeah.
Or electricity. And, you know, we really need to get nuclear energy. You know, let me get on my soapbox again here.
Yeah, there you go.
But nuclear energy is clean energy.
Yeah, nuclear energy is dangerous.
It is not.
Like
it is not dangerous. There are systems in place now that will keep Chernobyl from ever happening again. And the whole Three Mile Island thing was not a disaster. It didn't even come close to disaster. There was no radiation leak that caused a huge problem. It's been proven that there was no increase in the cancer rates in Pennsylvania as a cause of the Three Mile incident. It wasn't an accident, everybody. There's nothing wrong with nuclear fuel.
Liberal Democrats, Mr. Watts. How are you, sir?
Why do you keep bringing it this time in the morning?
Well, I'm just being honest with you. I'm looking for support for expansion of nuclear energy in England and in the United Kingdom and the adoption of the American dollar as the new standard in Europe.
Go away.
No, I will never go away. All right, Mr. Watts, he doesn't want to discuss that.
I forgot I had already talked to him. My bad. Anyway, so yeah. What? But I'm being serious. Nuclear power is clean energy. There's no immediate byproduct of that. It warms up some lakes because of the coolant. Big deal, okay? If the lake temperature goes up 5 degrees, wah, All right, and so what? So you get left with some nuclear waste. Okay, big deal. That nuclear waste, you put that away. It's not going to contaminate the planet all over. It's going to contaminate one little spot. You build into like some kind of Cheyenne Mountain kind of thing, and you store all the nuclear waste in there underground, miles and miles underground, and it's not a problem. You know? Nuclear energy is a clean resource, and don't listen to all these crazy hoodnicks that was like, oh, no nukes and this and that and that. What? Well, shut up. All right. I think there hasn't been a nuclear reactor built in America like since the 70s or something like that. Insane. Get over it. Fuck. Angry. Let's try to call the milkman here, everybody, on the back line. What's his phone number? Tuck, what's milkman's phone number? Get that out over the air if you could, please, real quick.
I don't know.
Shit, motherfucker, I don't know. Alright, hang on, folks. Let's try to get Milkman here on the line. He said his meeting was over 3 minutes ago. I told him to call in immediately. He never did. Well, you know how Milkman is. Always late. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. That Milkman.
Just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Milkman, Carlito, Madhouse Studios. You're supposed to be off of work like 5 minutes ago, so give me a call. I'm going to end the show soon. Goodbye. All right, let's see if he calls in. Hopefully he does. In the meantime, everybody, be sure to go to madhouselive.com. Everybody, madhouselive.com. And, you know, I think I might just end the show now. Yeah, I think it's time. I'm going to get some rest. I would like to watch Survivor.
See,
for
it's been a crappy show because there's been no Milkman.
Yeah, it's... Come on, man. No Milkman, no show. I mean, that's all it is. Let's go ahead and wrap things up here.
Yeah, I got stuff to do downstairs.
Yeah, I got stuff to do downstairs too, but downstairs being inside my pants. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so folks, thank you very much for listening here with us. We've had a great night tonight.
What? Oh, good.
Oh, you get it? Yeah, good. Madhouse Radio is live every Thursday night starting at 10 p.m. Eastern until whenever. Sometimes until 12:30, 1. Sometimes just until now. Be sure to check out our podcast archives. Be sure to stay tuned to Syndicate Radio all week. Zolar will be on tomorrow night, same time as well. Zolar Vision, it's a great show. In the meantime, be sure to visit us and stay in tune here on 98.6 Mouth or wherever the hell it is you're listening to. Please support the people out here who are working hard doing shows. I'd like to thank Lonesome Loser for sending in numbers. I'd like to thank everybody else like Nunu and the Norwegian guy that sent in a number and all those people. Thank you, folks. Hollywood, thanks for calling in, Hollywood. I want to thank DC, Loke, for calling in as well. We'll talk about Caucasians. And Jonathan called in also. Thank you, man. And we mentioned Hollywood already. I think that's all the call-ins for the night. Okay. We'll catch you here next week, folks. And in the meantime, we always appreciate everything you do for us. Thanks, Tuck, and the rest of you guys. Brandon, Baz, all of you. Next week.
Have peace and love, everybody. Revolution.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number 2.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.